win. Ron Edwards, on today's page from the Edwards Notebook, the blame game has been utilized by President Obama so often that because of the lack of real government school education today, most recent graduates and younger voters probably think that simply blaming Congress for any and all problems is proper procedure. During his recent State of the Union address, the president blamed Congress for the lack of action regarding America's energy problems. Of course, he failed to mention that his refusal to take action and approve the Keystone Pipeline has kept America vulnerable to Middle East enemy nations who benefit from our continued purchase of oil from that part of the world. Also, 42,000 possible new jobs remain just a pipe dream. Meanwhile, China is poised to purchase that oil from Canada and build a closer relationship with our closest ally. Of course, Obama took credit for the increased oil production in North Dakota and elsewhere in the U.S., despite the fact it was former President George W. Bush's policies that opened the door to increased domestic oil production. Unfortunately, domestic oil production may soon decline because President Obama refuses to allow more oil exploration and drilling for new sources. Of course, he'll turn around and then blame Congress. Obama has blamed Congress and others in regards to the problems regarding the minimum wage. While some in Congress and a few senators like Ted Cruz have called for increasing opportunities for all Americans by taking actions to reinvigorate the economy, Mr. Hope and Change just wants to increase the minimum wage, which decreases the number of entry-level, lower-skilled jobs for those like teenagers who are starting out in the world of working for a living. Mr. Hope and Change has blamed Congress for the situation regarding illegal immigrants, simply because some in Congress are calling for first sealing and properly protecting the borders, then taking a look at amnesty for law-breaking invaders. But he refuses to personally take the blame for not fulfilling the sworn duty of protecting America from enemies, both foreign and domestic. Since President Obama likes to throw blame around, I wonder when he will turn around and blame himself and Eric Holder for using the U.S. Justice Department to obstruct real justice in regards to serious issues like the death of four Americans in Benghazi, for starters. I'm Ron Edwards.
Blowing away the myths and revealing the truth. You can continue to blow away the myths with Ron Edwards on Facebook, Twitter, and TheRonEdwards.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey, neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking Extendovite. It's been approved to help my heart.
Extendovite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years, and Extendovite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendovite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendovite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
War Sport introduces the LVOA AR. This highly anticipated rifle is the embodiment of the low visibility operation concept. Made and designed in the USA, the LVOA combines mil-spec and specially designed features, bringing a flat shooting, extremely durable AR from concept to reality. To find out more, go to LVOA.us. War Sport, making function and reliability on an extreme level. This is only the beginning.
Shall not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Shall not be infringed.
Shall not be infringed. From the nation's Second Amendment watchdog, anti-gunners, get ready for the pain. The misinformation is over because this is the blunt object. From Gun Owners of America, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady. Bill Frady.
As we roll into the third hour on a Tuesday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. Anybody that's interested in checking it out later on today at 2:17 p.m. Eastern Time at NewsmaxTV.com, I'm going to be the guest of former Arizona Representative J.D. Hayworth on his American Forum show. And we're going to discuss Operation Choke Point, because this has got to get out there into the mainstream. This has got to be stopped in its tracks. 2:17 p.m., NewsmaxTV.com. I'll be there. Gun control advocates often quote in the media accounts, or they're often quoted in media accounts as saying that the vast majority of Americans are in favor of stricter gun control laws before they spin off into whatever particular new common sense law they're trying to espouse that day from that organization. Now, if you push aside the dubious sources that they may cite, we're in a midterm election year for Congress and in many states that have gubernatorial elections. So with these elections squarely in mind, I bring to your attention the results of a new Rasmussen Reports national survey. And Rasmussen is not conservative, okay? But it finds that only 40% of likely U.S. voters believe the United States needs stricter gun control laws. That includes background checks, by the way. This poll records a 9-point drop since last May. As the Rasmussen press release notes, 53% do not think the country needs tougher gun control laws, the highest level of opposition in over 2 years. These results nearly mirror a January Gallup poll that showed the percentage of Americans favoring stricter gun laws fell 7 points in 2014 from 38% to 31%. The country's overall dissatisfaction with U.S. gun laws and policies has increased to 55% this year, up from 51% in 2013. That increase stemmed largely from the 16% of Americans who say that gun laws are too strict, more than triple the 5% recorded by Gallup last year. Americans have become more dissatisfied with gun laws over the past year, but this is attributable to a greater percentage who say gun laws are too strict rather than not being strict enough, the poll concluded. Americans' changing views could set the course for future gun law debates and legislation. So when you see some of these people standing up and claiming 90%, 40%, this percent, that percent, whatever percent, they're lying to you, okay? These survey results should be encouraging to those of us who believe in the Second Amendment and the lawful commerce in firearms. Most Americans seem to understand that the common sense solutions invariably have more impact on law-abiding gun owners than illegal gun use. The hope here is that these poll results make at least some of our elected officials think twice before making a political calculation, then jumping onto the gun control bandwagon. thinking this will really serve their interests. The Rasmussen survey of likely voters, that's what it was of, unless ensconced in a safe liberal district or blue state, politicians do tend to notice these details. I do love it when they come out with this stuff. I've talked about the Milwaukee-based storefront sting operations of the ATF, and now Congress is beginning to examine that. Right now, when I just said that, your eyes are rolling in your head. You're saying, oh, gosh, they're going to investigate something else. Well, this is a step we have to take. They're questioning B. Todd Jones, the director of ATF, why key personnel reassignment instead of accountability and discipline was the official response to a notorious Milwaukee-based storefront sting operation. The letter coming from Congress then asked what professional review board actions had been taken, questioned a conflict with Jones' written statement that no disciplinary action had been proposed, and sought specifics surrounding the announced retirement of the key supervisor responsible for the mismanaged operation. This was called Operation Fearless, by the way. There was plenty of blunders built into it. One agent had stolen from his government vehicle an assault rifle, a real one, and two handguns. The burglary of the undercover storefront. That storefront was burglarized. The recruitment by ATF agents of an alleged brain-damaged man to coordinate gun deals. And an utter lack of management. Around the same time of this botched operation, similar problematic storefront undercover operations were being conducted in several other cities across the U.S. Jones has provided information that is at odds with information provided by the Office of Professional Responsibility and Security Operations related to their proposed disciplinary action. Coming from the Senate, this letter was signed by Chuck Grassley, House Committee on Oversight and Reform Chair Darrell Issa, House Committee on Judiciary Chair Bob Goodlatte, and House Subcommittee on Crime, Terrorism, Homeland Security, and Investigations Committee on the Judiciary Chair Jim Sensenbrenner. That was a title, wasn't it? Whoa. They further stated it's not clear what action, if any, ATF took to determine whether Special Agent A in charge of Bernard B.J. Zaper would be disciplined in his role for involved in Operation Fearless. Press reports indicate that Special Agent in Charge Zaper recently received an order of reassignment to the ATF's Newark field office. According to this press report, rather than accept the reassignment, Zaper instead announced his retirement. You can break the law and just retire. That's the way it is in the ATF. It's a good job if you can get it. They have presented a series of 8 questions intended to get some sort of unequivocal answer to decisions and actions directly related to the Zaper matter. Now, Kodria had written about it in Gun Rights Examiner, and it does not reference that report based on information received from a confidential source. The questions should help determine whether management pressured Zaper to retire mere months after Jones had expressed confidence in him to Congress. See, that's the problem with all of these hearings and everything. By the time they get done writing where everybody's at and what committee they chair and everything else, you're out of breath. One thing Kodria put forward is that there were insider observations that the Newark assignment had been a sudden afterthought to derail a potential lawsuit and force the decision to self-terminate on Zaper in order to avoid yet another visible and embarrassing management debacle. It noted the level of wasteful and contorted musical chairs that is their personnel reassignment scheme and relocation moves that they needed to pull that off. And the same whistleblower source contacted Kodria to express the opinion that questions raised in his May 9th column report have influenced this latest congressional inquiry. Now, all that remains to be seen is how much information Jones is going to withhold under a claim of Privacy Act provisions against disclosing personnel matters.
We're the ATF, and we deserve our privacy. But you don't. You don't get no privacy. Sorry about that. No privacy for you.
I like some of these statements they come up with. It's just hilarious. We'll be right back on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load.
Shoot. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yeah, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. EscapeHarassment.com.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel body armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
Now, more pounding from the blunt object.
And welcome back. On a Tuesday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. You want to know what's weird? Up until recently, Iraq was a occupied country, occupied by the U.S. military. And in every Iraqi household, they were entitled to keep a modern, fully automatic select-fire weapon in the house for lawful self-protection. Meanwhile, over here on our side of the world, no American family is permitted a modern automatic rifle for self-defense or any other lawful reason. Now, I haven't seen the reaction to this yet, but we're going to touch on this again. Because the ATF has apparently got this incurable inability to grasp the law of unintended consequences. And what they did this time was accidentally remove some short-barreled shotguns from the National Firearms Act purview. Is that what they did? No, that was a long time ago. Years ago, there was their accidental allowance of tens of thousands of unregistered but legal machine guns. No, this current situation involves the Hughes Amendment, the pernicious poison pill, that actual passage of which is quite dubious, that attached itself leech-like to the otherwise much-needed Firearms Owners Protection Act of 1986, FOPA. Under this, Congressman Willie Hughes, Democrat, New Jersey Amendment, no fully automatic firearm that was not already registered by May 19th, 1986, can ever be registered, and thus can never be legally owned by private citizens. This, of course, has vastly and artificially inflated the price of the legal pool of pre-1986 machine guns because their number is capped. There are no, you know, there's only so many up to that point. And I talked about the Prince Law offices in a blog that they reported the ATF is trying to impose more regulatory hoops because they can't help themselves. Instead, they may have inadvertently opened up a detour around the Hughes Amendment. Now, it is a little bit complicated, but the gist of it is that a person picking up an NFA-regulated item, a suppressor in this particular case, on behalf of a trust, trusts are one way of easing the regulatory hoops of NFA item ownership, although the ATF is trying to make that more difficult as well, will have to undergo a national instant criminal background check, even though the item would belong to the trust and not the person. And here's why the ATF tells us this. Because unincorporated trusts are not persons under the GCA. A FFL cannot transfer firearms to them without complying with the GCA. Thus, when a FFL transfers an NFA item to a trustee or other person acting on behalf of a trust, the transfer is made to this person as an individual, not as a trust. As a trustee or other person acting on behalf of the trust, it is not the approved transfer under the NFA, 18 U.S.C. 5812. The trustee or other person acting on behalf of a trust must undergo an NICS check. But here's the thing, and here's the problem. The language of the Hughes Amendment bans transfers of post-1986 machine guns to a person. And we've just been told that an unincorporated trust is not a person. Therefore, the Bureau seems to have painted itself into something of an awkward corner when someone applies for a new machine gun on behalf of the trust. The trust is not a person. And only persons are prohibited from owning a new machine gun. Hence, the trust can own a new machine gun. I haven't got a trust yet. I'm thinking about it, though. We will see how that goes. We will see how that goes. Watch it. Watch this thing. Go to the Prince Law Office blog. Continued, because he's applied for a minigun. Now, right here in my hands, you know, these things aren't new. I'm going to continue beating this because this is the drum they seem to want to beat on. In my hands, you can't see it out there on the radio, but in my hands is an 80% lower by Ares Armor. It is made out of aluminum. If I held it up to the camera, you can see that the fire control group cavity is filled with aluminum. That's because it's a solid block of aluminum. This is not a gun. It is a paperweight right now, and it's holding down that stack of business cards. Last year, it was the 3D printers. You know, it was the 3D printing that was the most, you know, this was the terrorist thing. This was going to be the new thing. Terrorists were going to buy 3D printers, educate themselves on how to manipulate CAD files, and then print guns. Now, this year, it's the lower tech, the homemade firearm, produced through lower tech. That's raising the ire of the gun grabbers. Dealing in 80% complete lowers is perfectly legal commerce here in the United States. And unlike completed receivers, are not legally considered to be guns and thus can be sold without any legal hoops like vendor licenses and serial numbers and background checks and FFLs. Then the buyer, once he gets it, he finishes into a complete and functioning firearm with no serial number on it. And at the Washington Post, Sari Horowitz clearly does not like it. She wrote, "The sale of unfinished receivers, also called blanks or 80% lower receivers, is one of the most daunting challenges for law enforcement officials tasked when enforcing firearms regulations. There are no sales records of unfinished receivers as there are for ordinary gun sales, which means the ATF cannot check with stores for information about buyers when a gun is used in a crime. And because the receivers bear no serial numbers or other markings that would indicate where they were manufactured, guns made with them can't be traced back to their owners if they were found at a crime scene." Now, for Ms. Horowitz's taste, this is obviously far too close to "shall not be infringed" for her. But for a large and probably growing number of Americans, she's just come up with a pretty good summary of just what is so cool about acquiring one's life and liberty, preserving firepower by that method. The most fascinating part of the article was a quote from the ATF about how pervasive this trend has become in California, of all places. Officials from the ATF view the spread of the receivers as an effort to get around strict gun control laws, particularly in California. They also acknowledge that they have no idea how many of the components have been made and sold. "That is the million-dollar question," said Joseph M. Real, the special agent in charge of the ATF San Francisco office. "We know for sure there are tens of thousands just in California." Tens of thousands just in California. That's pretty significant. And it's in a state not exactly known to embrace its gun culture. We'll continue with this. And we'll be right back on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network.
visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Do you own a gun? The attorneys and members of Texas Law Shield see every day how law-abiding citizens can become the victims of an anti-gun culture and a legal system that is designed to produce convictions rather than seek justice. Texas Law Shield is a firearms legal defense program dedicated to protecting legal gun owners. We offer comprehensive criminal and civil coverage with our 24/7 emergency hotline. Texas Law Shield completes your armed self-defense plan. To become a member, visit TexasLawShield.com.
Get the hardest hitting rebel newspaper of them all by mail anywhere in the CSA or U.S. For the next 12 issues, send $25 cash, check, or money order to TFF P.O. Box 385, Silver Hill, Alabama 36576.
Coming from Blue Force Gear, the same thing they did with weapon slings. Blue Force Gear has revolutionized the Molly Load carriage with the Helium Whisper attachment system. Pouches built with Helium Whisper technology are fully Molly compatible and are lighter, thinner, and more durable than current issue equivalents. Lighter gear enables you to move faster with less bulk, ensuring that you will survive to fight another day. Find ultralight gear with the revolutionary Helium Whisper attachment system at blueforcegear.com.
It's time to utilize your Second Amendment right. No better way than at Knob Creek Gun Range. Check out the large variety with over 3,000 guns in stock. Also, reloading supplies, ammunition, and low admission. Only $10 per person per day. $5 for children 12 and under. And 50% off for active duty and retired military with valid ID. If you don't own any firearms, no problem. You can rent one of ours. Knob Creek Gun Range supplies all your shooting needs. Go to KnobCreekRange.com for more information. Range memberships are available. Visit KnobCreekRange.com today.
At Griffin Industries, the concept of good is never good enough. Combining extreme fit, function, and appearance, the Griffin Industries weapons and ammo carrying systems have taken the industry standard and turned it upside down. With an organic manufacturing process, Griffin Industries ensures tolerance and quality control with no equal. Flat rate shipping and rapid turnaround gets this superlative product in your hands and on your belt in no time. Visit GriffinIndustries.com. Griffin Industries, the 21st century solution.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
I'm afraid of Americans. I'm afraid of the world. I'm afraid I can't help it.
Hey, gun grabbers, do you feel the pain?
I'm afraid of Americans.
And welcome back. On a Tuesday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. Talking about the 80% receiver. Talking about it in California. California, by the way, is the state that has the gun confiscation squad. So that sort of provides a pretty powerful incentive to arm yourself anonymously, doesn't it? The article goes on to quote the ATF official Sari Horowitz's article, by the way, as saying that gun enthusiasts are effectively exploiting a loophole in the law designed to regulate firearms. And that, of course, would be the infamous people that can make stuff loophole. Those who are scared of the notion of a large and growing number of Americans acquiring semi-automatic weapons and doing it in a manner that cannot be controlled or even effectively monitored by the government are entirely right to see this as a very disturbing development. The entire regime of gun control laws and from, you know, assault weapon bans to universal background checks is largely undermined when a person of any background can simply fabricate precisely the type of arms the gun control jihadists want to have banned. And this explains their growing desperation to do something about it. illustrated by their recent apparent insistence that merely providing the tooling and helpful instruction for finishing an incomplete receiver for a fee requires a federal firearm license and presumably a background check for the buyer maker. And this is an illegitimate overreach, since the establishment providing that service is neither manufacturing nor selling guns. In fact, since the ATF insists that an FFL holder must be in the business of selling and or manufacturing guns in order to be eligible for the license in the first place, it's a pretty nifty forcible citizen disarmament catch-22. The Washington Post and New York Times and all these newspapers that are anti-gun, they can squawk all they want. And the ATF can invent all kinds of new rules, all they want, without the benefit of unconstitutional laws to justify those rules. And legislators can come up with new, creatively stupid laws to try to impose some kind of government control over home manufacturing guns. And the fact of the matter is that Americans are still going to be well-armed by whatever means necessary. That's just the very basic fact that they have to face. So, you know, this is the kind of thing that makes them hold their head in their hands and moan in pain. Now, why is it? Do the gun grabbers not understand how apparent it is to somebody that carries a gun, how easy it is to spot somebody else that carries a gun? Do they not get that? Does Shannon Watts not understand that, say, Bob Owens, for example, of Bearing Arms, who was there at her little soiree at the NRA convention, saw the guns on the baby Hueys there that were providing her security? And if Shannon Watts has reason to be worried, then she should have armed security, by golly gosh. Although it is hypocritical of her to say that you and I can't have it in the means of us carrying our own guns. When they were called on about it, her minions claimed that it was necessary because of death threats from our side. Let's go back to Jennifer Lonergan, who was spat upon. Now, why wouldn't they act upon a death threat? Especially, I mean, Indianapolis is where Shannon Watts is from. So if there are death threats about her in Indiana or in Indianapolis, they need to be doing something about that. Yeah, they do. But they didn't do anything about it. They just had baby Hueys there. I talked yesterday about Dan Gross of the Brady Organization, surrounded by armed protectors in a gun-free zone of all places. Apparently for us peasants, our lives are simply not as worthy as the Dan Grosses and the Shannon Watts of the world. Michael Bloomberg, former mayor Michael Bloomberg. Read that to mean just regular old citizen Michael Bloomberg now. Always surrounded by an ample staff of NYPD retiree bodyguards, at least one allegedly concealing an H&K MP5K machine pistol, semi-fully automatic machine pistol. I'd like to know if New York City is still paying for his armed guards, or is the 16th richest guy in the world finally around to paying for his own hired guns now. One of his predecessors, Mayor John Lindsay, was anti-gun, but it turned out he had a concealed carry permit and was a bit embarrassed when the press got a hold of that fact. Dianne Feinstein, anti-gun, the queen of the anti-gunners, concealed carry permit holder. She and her minions ducked that one for a long time. So today's high-profile anti-gunners are apparently more blatantly out of the closet with their hypocrisy than any time before. Now, this is going to be my version of ladies' night, ladies. Okay? In Colorado, they're trying to get concealed weapons banned from Colorado campuses, And they're spouting the party line when it comes to the current liberal obsession with the college sexual assaults. But they're saying that arming women isn't the solution. But they don't have any other realistic solution to offer. Ken Toltz, the founder of the ludicrously named Safe Campus Colorado, told the Daily Camera in an interview published Sunday, addressing the prevalence of risk of campus sexual assault shouldn't be tied into a concealed gun issue. Really? I don't want to seem elitist to you ladies, but if you have been training for the past 15 years in MMA and Jeet Kune Do and Krav Maga and all this other stuff, if I take a good run at you and hit you in the chest and I get my arms wrapped around you, guess what? You're done. You have no equalizer to overcome my physicality. And I'm not even that physical. But now if you pull a gun on me, very likely I'm going to skid to a halt because I do not want to be shot. Ken Tolt says that this issue is separate and politicizes something that we're not doing enough about. He claims his group has more than half the signatures it needs to get a campus ban on the ballot in November. The statistics are already worrisome about how prevalent sexual assault is on college campuses. We're not doing enough, and handing out guns is not the solution. Really? What is the solution then? I'm all ears. The real solution, not rape whistles, not pretending like you urinated on yourself, not pretending like you're sick, not pretending like you have some mental health issue. Real solutions. To rape, to sexual assault. What is it if it's not handing out of guns? Rape survivor Amanda Collins does believe that might be a start. She gave testimony last March and helped convince Colorado lawmakers to turn down a concealed weapons ban on campuses. Her words also helped spark last fall's recall elections that drove two gun grabbers out of office and forced another one to resign. She told the Daily Camera, I think everyone would agree that more needs to be done to prevent sexual assaults. However, campus carry isn't trying to prevent sexual assaults. It's about allowing women to be able to protect their bodies and preserve their lives if they find themselves in that situation, which they continually do. And that's kind of the clear thinking that liberals refuse to grasp. But while arguing that college campuses have been turned into veritable rape factories, the White House last month made an election year push to show how much it worries about young unmarried Democrat voting women by putting out a 20-page report long on big words and Joe Biden, but short on reality. Newly minted University of Colorado law school grad Catherine Whitney had no problem accepting reality. There are women in the state who have been raped on college campuses but have concealed carry permits and still completing their degrees. It is very important that they are able to attend a university where they are permitted to carry on campus. Is that hard to understand? Are you able to wrap your head around that one? A tale of two governor wannabes when we get back on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load.
Aware of the similarity between tactical and competitive training, the Shooter Source fuses the two worlds together. Their product line is based on speed of movement, and the Shooter Source caters to both the three-gun competitor and the tactical operator. The Shooter Source specializes in the cutting-edge tools for any shooter of any discipline. See them on the range or online. Find out how at theshootersource.com. The Shooter Source, one philosophy encompassing all.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Salient Arms International. Salient Arms takes your weapons platform and refines the most important functioning features, enhancing your weapons reliability. An SAI enhanced platform is the epitome of excellence and will dominate competition, self-defense, or combat. Visually striking and engineered to its fullest potential, discover the SAI commitment to excellence. To find out more, go to SalientArmsInternational.com. Salient Arms International. Innovation Cube. Modern patriots and operators choose the industry-leading number one patented piston system from Adams Arms. The Adams Arms rifle is the natural evolution of the original Stoner design. All of its strengths, none of the weaknesses. With a lifetime warranty and made in the USA, this life-coating processed AR-15 is available in numerous configurations only at Adams Arms. To order, visit the website at adamsarms.net. Adams Arms, precision technology for the modern warrior. Recognizing that America's most valuable resource is in their care, PNW Arms has forever changed the face of weapons science. Relentlessly pursuing research and development, PNW Arms is driven by exactitude. They have applied their collaborative skills, advancing ballistic science to a degree unimagined, both in existing ammunition potential and in creations yet to come. To find out more, go to PNWArms.com. At PNW Arms, their mission is nothing less than to change the face of the shooting industry forever.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
Developed and made by U.S. Army Special Forces soldiers, Spartan Blades are the professional-grade combat utility knife. The preferred knives of those who go into harm's way, Spartan Blades endeavors to create knives that will last a lifetime and beyond. To find out more, go to SpartanBladesUSA.com. Whether you are a law enforcement professional, outdoorsman, or just appreciate craftsmanship and a cutting tool, Spartan Blades endeavors to make knives that will get the task done. Spartan Blades, knives with intent.
Welcome back as we get ready to go away on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. There's been a change with Newsmax TV. Instead of 2:17 p.m., now I've been moved back to 2:41 p.m. Hopefully I won't have any more shifts because I'll be off the air and won't be able to tell you about it in 12 minutes. 2:41 p.m. NewsmaxTV.com with J.D. Hayworth. We're going to talk about her Operation Choke Point. And by the way, J.D. is an old homeboy of mine. From the upstate of South Carolina. In New York State, Rob Astorino is a gubernatorial Republican, gubernatorial hopeful. And he's never been a big fan of the SAFE Act. Last year, when he was running for re-election as county executive in Democratic Westchester, his criticism of the state's recent gun control law was muted. He focused mainly on the legislative maneuvers used to enact the law with little debate. And then he ignores his opponent's efforts to make guns a campaign issue. Now that he's running for governor against the author of the SAFE Act, he's been turning up at gun shows and rifle clubs and talking about the erosion of fundamental freedoms. He's also chosen a well-known opponent of the act as his running mate, Chaman County Sheriff Christopher Moss. The Astorino Truth Squad, the Westchester Democratic Committee's tool for attacking Astorino, called him out for attending a gun rally in April that the New York State Rifle and Pistol Association refused to take part in. Astorino said at a New Yorker's Family Research Foundation event in Albany, the SAFE Act made no one safer in New York. All it did was make criminals out of law-abiding citizens. Astorino, not a gun owner himself, is still taking care to target the message. His language is more strident upstate, where gun rights are likely to find a more sympathetic audience than, and where there have been frequent angry protests against Governor Andrew Cuomo over the law. Taxes and the Common Core education standards are on the agenda in the New York City suburbs. Gene Zino, a professor of political science at Iona College, said Astorino understands that he must appeal to a different constituency. He knows pushing the gun issue would have worked in Westchester, but upstate, or it wouldn't have worked, rather, but upstate he needs something to differentiate himself from Cuomo. Astorino is taking seriously that he needs to get his base out if he has any hope of reaching over 40%, she said. A Siena Research Institute poll released March 24th found that New Yorkers support the SAFE Act almost 2-1, but the numbers shift in different parts of the state. More than three-quarters of New York City voters support the law, as do almost two-thirds of downstate suburban voters. A slim majority of upstate voters oppose the act. A majority of Republicans oppose it. He also targeted pistol permit holders with a fundraising appeal letter focusing on an interactive map of Westchester and Rockland permit holders posted online by the National News in December 2012 after the Sandy Hook school massacre. Which led to a number of home break-ins, by the way, after the map was published, and found only a handful of firearms were stolen. In those cases, police said they found no links between the burglaries and the map, which is poppycock! Astorino, like I said, is not a gun owner himself. So he's going to have to try to appeal to gun owners, and he's going to have to try to, he's going to have to figure out a way to make this law unpopular in New York. The problem with a state like New York that has a city like New York City is you've got the city running the state because of it being a major population center. And I don't know what the answer to that is. What could it be? Oh, yeah, you could just break that part of the state off and make it New New York. How about that? And the old part of the state could be Old New York, and then everybody would be happy. Right now in California, there are two Republican hopefuls for governor there, Neil Kashkari and Assemblyman Tom Donnelly. Now, Tom Donnelly has no money, but he is an Assemblyman, and Neil Kashkari has gotten out there and said, if you're about owning an assault weapon, I don't want your vote. Okay, so he's an anti-gun Republican. Whoa. Don't raise your eyebrows, there's plenty of them. Now, in a debate, he asked Tom Connelly why he would introduce a bill that takes the power away from county sheriffs and put it in the hands of Kamala Harris. CalGuns got a hold of that. And they decided to answer that for them. By the way, Assemblyman Donnelly's bill, AB 1563, is reckoned to be the most comprehensive pro-gun reform bill ever introduced in the Golden State. But they led with a riddle to candidate Kashkari, What do you, the anti-gun Brady campaign, the elitist GOP establishment, their Democratic counterparts, and anti-carry sheriffs like San Diego County's Bill Gore and YOLO's Ed Prieto have in common? The answer is that you all believe the same thing. Local control is an essential feature of our handgun carry license system. Were you to have any understanding of the history of the right to carry, you know that the phrase local control is nothing less than doublespeak for local discrimination. Thankfully, the Ninth Circuit recently held that local control carry license policies and practices of Sheriffs Gore and Prieto violate the Second Amendment. AB 1563 followed lockstep with that historic decision. California's history of infringing the fundamental right to bear arms has, since 1923, centered on the principles of local control, giving local elected politicians and city bureaucrats the power to decide on a subjective, case-by-case basis which law-abiding people can exercise their Second Amendment right to self-defense outside their home. For nearly a century, our state's hundreds of licensing authorities have used criteria like campaign contributions, personal relationships, occupation, race, residence, and wealth as determining factors in providing or denying carry license. Because of local control, only about 60,000 of California's 38 million residents can carry a gun legally for self-defense today. Based on the national average, that means about 1.1 million law-abiding Californians currently want to carry a handgun but can't, thanks to local control. That, Neil, is what I call infringing our fundamental right to keep and bear arms. I think that spells it all out, don't you? He points out some other things it would have stopped. It would have repealed the entire chapter of the California Penal Code on carry licenses and replaced it with the new constitutional shall issue system. It would have eliminated Byzantine local rules, nepotism, corruption, and discriminatory issuance practices. It would have streamlined and standardized the process, making it easier to exercise your rights, allowed residents of other U.S. states to apply for California carry license, which is a revenue generator, would have guaranteed that eligible applicants who pass a background check would receive their carry license within 30 days for residents, 60 days for non-residents. It would have made carry licenses valid for a period of 5 years instead of the current two. It would have significantly reduced the cost of a carry license, and it would have mandated an appeals process for denied applicants. I would say Tom Donnelly, just based on what I'm reading there, guest 496. Your support of local power includes L.A. County Sheriff Leroy Baca, who disenfranchised one of the largest populations in the nation by refusing to issue carry licenses to those who weren't Hollywood celebrities, donors, or otherwise politically connected. Basically, what Cal Guns is saying is that the whole system was corrupt, and Donnelly is trying to correct it along, you know, in step with Peruta. Problems for you, Neil Cash Carry. 9 million gun owners in California there, homeboy. Your bald head may begin to perspire. Catch me at NewsmaxTV.com at 2:41 p.m. I'll be with J.D. Hayworth. As usual, we'll do this again in 21 hours. Remember this very clearly. It's never been about gun control. Not ever. It's always been, it's always going to be about total control. On a Tuesday, this has been Lock and Load.